Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free number as we come to you from Simi Valley, California, the home of the Reagan Library, where Fox Business Tonight will be hosting the second Republican primary debate. I'll be doing the spin room show. It's actually funny. Now that we announced the debate, state versus state, red versus blue, DeSantis and Newsom. I write Newsom when I arrive in California. I write, landed in your great state, and I passed $100 million bridge being built for mountain lions. I said, now that's funny. And I said, but I did help the California economy. I stopped at In-N-Out Burger immediately to help the economy. Anyway, so he writes back. He texted me back, which, you know, good for him. I'm very proud of him. Wildlife crossing will inspire for generations. And it's for rattlesnakes as well. By the way, mostly private, most money private. All right. Private. Not, I mean, they're building bridges for mountain lions and rattlesnakes. I'm like, holy California. This is not the state that it was when I lived there. What?
So one of the guys that's on our security detail,
yeah,
he lives right next to this dang bridge.
Yeah, he was the one that pointed it out to us.
And so he's saying today, we were talking to him, great guy. Definitely a little scary. I don't want him to hurt me. And he says, he goes, this bridge is going to lead to my backyard. So I'm going to have bobcats and lizards. He goes, I can't get any funding in my kid's school, but they're going to build a $100 million bridge for a bobcat into my backyard.
Well, according to the governor, mostly private money. When I heard that this could only happen in California. It's just, you know, just typical. You know, it's so amazing. And that's why I think this red state versus blue state, one state taxes, what, 13.5% income tax, zero in Florida. You know, look at sanctuary states or secure borders, defund, dismantle versus, you know, law and order and police support. Energy policies out here are insane versus, you know, in like Florida versus Florida. It's just going to be a good debate. And I think it'll be very interesting. And frankly, it's impacting so many millions of Americans that are moving with their feet every day where they want to live, the state that they want to live in. By the way, just as we're coming on the air, I don't know why this is such the big thing that it is, but if anybody was watching the Kansas City game over the weekend, Travis Kelce is a great player. He plays for Kansas City. His brother plays for the Eagles, Linda's team. And the fact that, you know, there have been all these rumors that he's dating Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then I'm seeing like all this really vile hatred that people write online, and I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm not a Swiftie, by the way. That's what they call people. However, I mean, this girl is so talented. She's so gifted. She's such a smart business person. Yeah. I remember her from, you know, like Tears on My Guitar days, because I'm a big country music fan. And she has grown as an artist. I mean, by leaps and bounds. She's got like generations. You know, this is going to be the biggest grossing tour ever in the history of music, which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about, you know, people like Garth Brooks and Michael Jackson, this is the biggest ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure anyone's going to beat it. I mean, it's going to top the $1 billion mark. But anyway, so she's in, I guess, in the box with Travis Kelce's mom, and she's celebrating his success, and his brother stirring the pot on podcasts. You know, those, I can confirm these rumors are true. And then Travis is saying, don't listen to my stupid brother. It's, you know, takes on a lot of drama. Here's the thing. And I'm like, and I'm reading some of these comments. I'm like, people need to get a life. If they are happy together, and I know that Travis Kelce, it doesn't care about Dylan Mulvaney, drinks Bud Light on purpose, you know, is telling people to get the shots. I don't listen to my athletes for my medical advice. And if you do, you're really stupid. Just like if you would listen to a talk show host, you're really stupid. That's why I went out of my way during COVID. Linda, how many times do you think I've said on record, I am not a doctor. I don't know your medical history. I don't know your current medical condition. I am not qualified to tell you what to do.
I will gently push back and say you are still smarter than Fauci.
Well, way smarter than Fauci.
I would take your advice over Fauci's any day.
Fauci, well, I was right about Fauci, the origins of COVID, and we also exposed him. Wait, by the way, I got an early copy of Rand Paul's book.
Oh, is it amazing? Oh, I love it.
This is going to be great. He actually asked me to blurb it. I said it proudly.
Absolutely. You get to bounce them together.
I know, but what I don't understand is, I guess people are interested in celebrity lives, sure, et cetera, et cetera. Why don't they just leave them alone? Why does everybody have to weigh in? I don't judge the music I listen to, or I'd be highly limited. You know, like when I listen to LLJ Cool, as Joe calls him. When I listen to LLJ Cool, can you believe this guy's such a mess, man?
He's an idiot.
You know, and then he follows that up with, you know, calling him a boy. I'm like,
two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip hop in America, LLJ Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's been.
Man.
I got to tell you, I'm more offended by him talking about his thighs and LL Cool J in the same sentence.
Okay. So I just, and you like got all offended, you know, because I said, I think Taylor Swift's enormously gifted and talented.
Yeah.
I think she's brilliant, got a brilliant business acumen. She's got great people around her. Seems like the nicest person. She's great with her fans. You know, she really connects with them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm happy for her success. I'm happy for Travis Kelce's success. Mm. After all, my season's over with the Jets. There's nothing I can, you know, that's the typical year.
Is that done? Is he out?
Oh, Rodgers is done for the year. He thinks he might be able to get back if they get to the playoffs. They're not getting to the playoffs.
No.
I think, don't they play Kansas City next week? They're dead.
Going to get crushed.
By the way, it'd be interesting to see if Taylor shows, is it MetLife or no? Do we know? I don't know.
I don't follow her at all, so I really don't know that much.
She's an absolute genius. She's a musical genius, and
what
she's got authenticity and honesty. Now, when I hear her political views, remember she came out against Marsha Blackburn, and I heard her explain it at some point. And I'm like, she just doesn't know. It's not her forte. And just like, you know, me telling her what I think of music, you know, it's out of my league. I can't tell you. I just know,
listen,
what I like.
You have a unique perspective because you're a celebrity. You're in politics. And so your idea is that, you know, you don't comment on things of which you are not, you know, an expert, unless you give sort of like the caveat at the start. Like, listen, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to tell you what drugs to take, yada, yada, yada.
Monoclonal antibodies. I say ask your doctor about, if you got a COVID test, ask about monoclonal antibodies.
I think the issue there is, and what's different about you is that, you know, we at least had the conversation, right? So you got people like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift speaking with authority on that which they know very little. So for people who hear that, I find it kind of offensive. Like, do me a favor, and before you, you know, do whatever you're going to do, whether it's to speak out against political actions or to talk about vaccines or to give your opinion on X, Y, and Z. Just say, this is my opinion. This is what I think. You but know, doesn't mean go do it.
I mean, that's kind of a given if they're speaking out on it.
Not with that kind of following.
Anyway.
Not that kind of following.
And she wants to register young people to vote. I think she put out an Instagram or something. She got 55,000 people to sign up. Look, that's, you know what? I believe in freedom. And why don't we wish people well? I mean, remember when Joe Rogan got...
Oh, Ethan says it isn't MetLife.
It isn't MetLife.
It's a home game.
That'll be interesting. Well, I think Taylor, I think she had one of our million places I'm sure she owns. I know she owns a place in Rhode Island that's beautiful. Because I know Rhode Island so well. And, you know, I go just drive up just for the Black Pearl clam chowder.
It's beautiful in Rhode Island. Yeah. Rhode Island's a beautiful city.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just like, I just can't stand that everybody seems to want everyone else miserable. And that's what I like. Listen, for example, when Joe Rogan got COVID and he came out healthy and he said, yeah, we threw everything at it. Mm-hmm. He told his audience what he did in consultation with his doctors, monoclonals, HCQ, ivermectin. He just threw everything at it.
Right.
And my attitude is I'm glad he got through that. I'm glad he wasn't one of the statistics.
Right.
Because there were times when COVID deaths were just astronomical. It was a pretty scary time for everybody. And especially in the beginning, the Alpha strain was, you know, really, really brutal, as was the Delta strain. And the ones they have today, I know like 10 people that have had gotten it this week. They say it's a cold.
Yeah, but I think the larger conversation, which I know you don't want to have.
No, I don't, not with you.
And first of all, that's not fair.
It's so very fair because we've been down this road and like, here we go.
You're going to like what I'm going to say. You're going to like it. You are. What I'm going to say is
against it.
I am not an expert in this topic and this is my opinion. So there is your, you know, disclaimer, if you will.
Here we go.
You ready? But I believe that had we allowed people to have medical freedom and the right to try, which Donald Trump so bravely put into effect, then people could have used what worked for their body. Many, many times in our medical history, we have done off-label products for things that they weren't intended to cure, and they worked.
I'm for all of that.
However, our government made it so that in order for them to get the emergency use authorization passed, that you couldn't use anything else, and suddenly everything else that could have potentially worked against it went missing, and lots of people died.
People couldn't go to work because of these mandates. Vaccination mandates.
And the removal of opportunities for other drugs. All of a sudden, there was no HCQ. All of a sudden, ivermectin was only for horses. All of a sudden, you couldn't have all of these various drugs that had worked for things like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus.
Ivermectin is the only one I've never seen a scientific study on. And we saw the two studies on mass that say that they don't work. We saw the multiple studies.
Oh, there's hundreds of those, but they buried them in the journals. They didn't want it to get out.
But then the ones on hydroxychloroquine, you know, starting with the Henry Ford Hospital study and then many subsequent studies, then we have those studies that said, yeah, taken early, it does mitigate symptoms.
Of course.
Okay. To me, the gold standard, to me, I always said, you know, if you get COVID, you get a positive reading, call your doctor and ask your doctor about monoclonal antibodies. And I repeated it until you were whining about me repeating it. And I said, the reason I'm repeating it is because people are not going to remember when they pop positive on COVID. They're not going to remember monoclonal antibodies.
But by the
same
token.
And then people were calling our show, what does Sean say to do again? And they just got COVID.
Yeah, but by the same token, and you were right, you know, and I was right.
I always am right.
All right. Do you want me to get that on a loop for you and you could play it and put yourself to bed at night listening to me saying you were right?
Yeah, please. Anyways. That's a good idea.
Yeah. But my point was,
that'll put me to sleep.
Yeah, you love it. You know, the problem is with the monoclonals is that, you know, if people just were allowed to have the opportunity to take different things, I think we would have saved a lot of lives. And they just didn't allow it. And that is what I think was the biggest fault of our government.
All right. We've got a lot of news we're going to get into today. You're going to love this about Biden. We have new documents, by the way, that a probe that cast a very, very wide net. And for the first time, we've heard about the handling of Joe Biden's top secret classified documents. Finally, we've heard from it. We've got huge developments on the bribery, money laundering scandal allegations today. New news by John Solomon and others. We'll talk to you about that. Hey, if you have a company you're doing business with and then they give you an upgrade in your service, like a big upgrade in your service, like 50% more data, if it's a cell phone company, that's a lot. If they give you a mobile hotspot and upgrade you for that for free, that's a big deal. That's what Pure Talk is offering every current customer. And if you're a new customer, you'll benefit as well. Right now, for $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 50% more 5G than before this, and mobile hotspot, $20 a month. They use the exact same cell towers, the exact same 5G network as AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, the big carriers. So you get the same exact service. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year for this same service. And it's simple, fast, and easy to make the switch. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now. Money in your pocket for the same exact service from Pure Talk.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
We've been doing everything we can do to keep Biden from being the nominee. And guess what? We tried it in Iraq. It's not working. So now we're going to try, in Iran. Excuse me. We tried in Ukraine.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, as we continue, we're in Simi Valley, California tonight. It's a debate with the Republican presidential candidates. I love doing these. I'm not the moderator during the debate. I will moderate the Gavin Newsom, Ron DeSantis debate, state versus state, red state versus blue state, red versus blue. I think that's going to be interesting because they have such different governing philosophies. Just to close the circle, here's my attitude. Leave Travis Kelce alone. Leave Taylor Swift alone. Because apparently, like, all these conservatives are just, they're all pissed off at it because they're both liberals. And I don't listen to Taylor's music. You know, I'm not exactly in her demo. I think she's gifted and talented, a genius when it comes to business. And the idea that people feel that, oh, she's a liberal. Well, okay, then tell me what music you're going to listen to. John Rich, who else do we have? Lee Greenwood, Charlie Daniels, who we had for such a long time. A lot of the country acts are conservative. Even some of them are pretty woke now. So the idea, I don't pick my music based on their political ideology, or else my taste in music would be quite limited in terms of my options. I don't care what her politics is. I don't care what his politics is. He's still a damn good football player, and I'm not going to listen to him on COVID. I'm not going to listen to him on whether I'm drinking a Bud Light or not. And why can't people just wish other people well? Why is this?
I don't think it's that they don't wish them well. I just think it's that they have a lot of influence, and they have a lot of power. Their audience is young, and they listen.
Okay, but
so
let me tell you something.
They spew their crap.
And they run the risk every time anyone gets involved in politics. And if you don't believe me, ask Anheuser-Busch what happens. Doesn't usually end well. Now, how involved they both decide to get in politics, that's up to them. And people can listen or not listen. I don't care. Just like when Joe Rogan explained, okay, this worked for me. Why didn't people just say, I'm glad Joe Rogan is alive. I'm glad that he didn't, you know, I'm glad this worked for him. Thanks for sharing what worked with you. I'll talk to my doctor if I pop positive. You have no answer for that. Wow, a moment of rare silence.
I have so many answers, but I feel like you're not going to like any of them, so I was being quiet.
We'll continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, let me hit the news here now that we've had a lot of gossip for the hour. My favorite is $100 million bridge for mountain lions that I saw last night as we were, you know, landing in Simi Valley. It just cracked me up. All right, so ABC News from Secretary of State, the Biden document probe is now cast a very wide net. Do you realize this is the first update I have seen as it relates to Robert Hur, the special counsel? And, you know, we learned certain things here, but that investigation about Joe Biden's top secret classified information, investigators interviewing scores of witnesses, including Winken Tony Blinken, sources familiar with the investigation telling ABC, and they have been interviewing witnesses for nearly 9 months. All right. Well, they're not leaking like the special counsel did in the Trump case. Targeting an expansive constellation of former aides, high-level advisors, executive assistants, at least White House attorney, at least one. Several sources estimated as many as 100 witnesses have already been interviewed. Oh, just took them a little longer when it comes to the Bidens. Do I think anything's going to come of it? I do not, because we have a politicized, weaponized Department of Justice. Merrick Garland, prove me wrong. Go indict Joe Biden. Go raid the places where he had all his top secret classified information. Probably that train has left the station. You know, so they started and implemented yesterday Operation Keep Joe from Falling Again. I mean, that's everything you need to know about Joe Biden's, you know, weak, frail physical state. Never mind the significant cognitive decline that's getting worse. They have Operation Keep Joe from Falling. And he's got new, you know, like sneakers that he's wearing instead of shoes, which, by the way, was Trump's problem that day. He was walking down the ramp without a rail in the freezing rain at West Point. So he's going gingerly. Why? Because that's what smart people would do. You have dress shoes on and you walk the streets of New York City and it just snowed. You're going to be falling on your ass every 5 minutes. And I don't care what kind of shape you're in. So, but that's not the case with Biden. Trip once, whoop, trip twice, trip three times up the stairs, Air Force One. Now they got him using the little baby stairs in the back of the plane. But, you know, so let's see how long this lasts, because he almost tripped and fell yesterday getting off Air Force One on the baby stairs. And then Biden's dog Commander bites a Secret Service officer. This is now at least the 11th time. I've been told by other people it's a lot more than 11 times. But it's the 11th known biting incident. Maybe it's time to send the 2-year-old German Shepherd to, you know, finishing school for dogs and maybe stop the biting or put a muzzle on that dog so Secret Service agents do not put at risk the way they're being put at risk. The left is furious at Axios because they're the ones that told the story about Biden getting new shoes. So they can fully implement Operation Keep Joe from Falling. And anyway, the co-founder of Axios, you know, kicked up this firestorm by printing this out. You know, scoop, don't let him trip strategy. New shoes, balancing exercises. He's getting physical therapy. Shorter stairs. That's the strategy. And anyway, this isn't a scoop and it isn't news. Biden wears shoes and is exercising. No, he's getting physical therapy so he can not fall. He's wearing special shoes to reduce the odds that he's going to fall again. Their political strategy is literally to stop Biden from physically falling on his face because he's so weak. Donald Trump Jr. tweeting out. He's right. And the, you know, what else can you say? Why would you be mad when people actually tell the truth? Unbelievable. Daily Mail, Kamala Harris is incompetent, unqualified, and the worst vice president in 40 years, according to their poll that they put out. 40% of respondents placed her ahead of Mike Pence. Dick Cheney is the worst recent holder of that office. Wow. Now, Kamala Harris is viewed as the worst, 40%. Mike Pence, 17%. Dick Cheney, 17%. Dan Quayle, 7%. Dan Quayle is not a dumb guy. You know, I happen to know people that have been in business with him since he left the vice presidency. Let me tell you something. This guy is a business genius. He's done really, really well for himself. Cerberus and those guys, Feinberg runs it. These are brilliant people. These are really good businessmen. Anyway, the House now, Republicans launching an investigation into Jennifer Granholm's EV joyride that ended up being a flop. And the House Oversight Committee, they're probing this Granholm electric vehicle road trip where police were called on her and her team. Why? Because they put a gas-powered vehicle in line to hopefully save time before the secretary got there with her EV. And meanwhile, the family behind them that did the right thing and they actually needed to charge their car and they had a young kid in their car, you know, called the police because they're cutting the line and it just takes that long to get. You know, it's a lot easier to just fill up your gas tank. Well, last time I went, they actually were out of gas. Like, man, yeah, over the weekend, I was trying to fill up my car. Where I live.
In New York?
Yeah, in New York. In New York, yeah. Anyway, so let's see what happens with this Robert Hur stuff. This is going to get pretty interesting. You know, one really interesting point, Sean Davis said it really well. Sweet Baby James handed me his tweet. He's over at the Federalist. We like him. And he said, it's kind of crazy the FBI would get fingerprints off the cash stuffed in Bob Menendez's suit jacket pockets, but couldn't manage to get a single usable fingerprint from the bag of cocaine found in the White House. I mean, think about it. How did that investigation end conclusively? We're never going to find the perpetrator. I say cold case, bring it back, because 10 days is hardly an investigation. Now we know that Hunter Biden's business partners wired $250,000 to Joe Biden's address. This is new today. JustTheNews.com. JustTheNews.com is another piece out that James Biden, the brother, confirmed to the FBI the family tried to help a Chinese firm buy U.S. energy assets. What part of our top geopolitical foe, you know, did the Biden family syndicate not get, you know, Joe meeting with a Russian oligarch at Cafe Milano? Anyway, James Biden telling the FBI in an interview last year about the efforts that Hunter and himself made to help the CEFC energy firm buy liquid natural gas facility in Louisiana, and that he personally met once with the company's chairman. Now, remember, CEFC, just like Burisma in Ukraine, those are the country's big oil and gas and energy giants. CEFC, you know, what we're learning now from this guy, Ault, who we got the information of, he's the missing witness on the lam, suggesting to his letter to the committee's Ways and Means Judiciary Oversight that, in fact, the timing of the WhatsApp message was perfectly timed with the release of information regarding sealed indictments in the Southern District of New York, and that it's believed, and he's suggesting, that that information was given to the Chinese and the Chinese acted on it and got a lot of Chinese nationals to get the hell out of the United States, and they did so successfully, and that was the exact time when Hunter made the threat. I'm sitting here with my father. We want to know why you didn't keep the commitment. And you're going to regret it, because between all the people he knows and in his life and my ability to hold a grudge, you will regret this. A few days later, $5.1 million. Another energy company, $5.1 million for a guy that's addicted to drugs and a guy that has no experience in energy. It's amazing. I don't know how he pulled that off. Even when he was on Good Morning, well, do you have any experience of this? No, no. Well, as much experience as everyone else. I once was on a UN food board, and I was on the board of Amtrak, and I am a lawyer. Okay, but you never have any experience in energy, oil, gas, coal, or Ukraine. No, but I had as much experience as I think other people might have had. Well, why do you think they gave you this deal? I don't know. Do you think maybe because your father was in charge of Ukrainian policy? Probably. I mean, that is the dumbest interview, a dumb-ass interview that a 50-year-old man could ever give. It's breathtaking. That's when he lied, too, that he never got any money from the Chinese. Lies. Not even talking about the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. That issue's got to come back up eventually. Biden's saying, remember he said that his family didn't get money from China, but Hunter got payments right to the front door. Anyway, so Hunter, in his dealings with CEFC and China, that's drawn a lot of attention. Biden claimed, no, we didn't ever make any money in China. As a matter of fact, Hunter said the same thing. And the Oversight Committee obtained the financial records and via subpoena would show that, yeah, Hunter received two wires from China in the amounts of $250,000 and $10,000 in 2019. At least one payment came from a longtime associate, Jonathan Lee. Bank records don't lie, but Joe Biden does, said James Comer. In 2020, Joe Biden told Americans that the family never received money from China. What about the 5.1 that I just mentioned? What about the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China? How is that? But, you know, it's interesting. His father wasn't involved, but the money sent from Beijing was sent to an address that was Joe Biden's home. How convenient. This is so corrupt. The whole thing is so corrupt. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you now, we're about to hit tough financial times. And you say, Hannity, that's all we've experienced now. No, it's we're going back to the worst of it now, because inflation 2 months straight up, gas prices now $4 a gallon nationally. We now have three separate predictions, starting with J.P. Morgan, that they expect the price of a barrel of oil to go to $150. That happens. Oh, by the way, that was another thing. We land in California. $7 a gallon gasoline. I saw one for like $6.50, and our driver said, oh, no, that's actually one of the cheapest ones around. A lot of people go here. I'm like, huh? But saw $7 a gallon gasoline. It's unbelievable. The U.S. is now weaker. This is on CNBC. Then we were downgraded in 2011. Former S&P ratings chairman said it, and they're not wrong. Now, this photo op yesterday with the UAW, Biden, you know how long Biden ended up on the picket line for? A whopping 12 minutes. 12 minutes. That's it. And it's his policies that are hurting everybody. What else do we got here? It's like a race to the bottom. And, you know, and the UAW president, just a, you know, political hack. I can't stand these unions. They take rank and file money. And then they go with people that don't have their best interest at stake in terms of their rank and file members. That infuriates the hell out of me. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. Now, it's so interesting, too. You think about, they want to get rid of Menendez. At the end of the day, the gold bars and the money and the car, less than $1 million. Okay, I'm not saying it's right. And giving secrets to, you know, Egypt, not a good thing. Let's assuming he's guilty. We believe in the presumption of innocence. Tom Cotton will weigh in on it later. But what about the tens of millions? All the 19, because now Dickie Durbin joined in the call for this guy to resign, Menendez. Why we got tens of millions with Joe, and you guys won't even ask a question about it. That seem a little odd to you? Doesn't seem odd, because they're all political hacks. All right, I have a question. Who's going to protect our troops that are out abroad protecting us? Imagine you're serving halfway around the world and oopsie-daisy, all these cyber criminals targeting American homeowners and their homes because that legal document, your home title, is online with your signature. And let's say this troop member finds that his signature's been forged, his home has been stolen, it's no longer in his name. That's why all of us need HomeTitleLock.com. Because this is now a bigger threat, a clear and present danger that we've never had before. And right now, Home Title Lock is protecting those who protect us. They're giving back. And everybody that gets their own protection, if you order your subscription from HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, they will donate a year of free service to a military family in your name. I think our troops would like that, and they deserve the peace of mind of knowing that their home's not going to be stolen while they're busy protecting us. For most people, we're talking about their home being the most valuable asset. Anyway, HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. and they'll protect the home of a service member in your name. HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Sean Hannity.
All right, load it up today. As we got all things Simple Man, we'll check in with Bill O'Reilly. You know, I was stunned at how much I learned. He has his new book out. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the debate tonight. We'll talk about, well, I want to get his thoughts on what he thinks about the Newsom and DeSantis debate, red versus blue, red state versus blue state. When I read Killing the Witches, the Horror of Salem, and he's actually basically bringing it to modern day, saying we're living in an age of witch hunts. Pretty interesting, you know, way he weaves this together. Senator Tom Cotton will join us as well as we continue from California.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.